Hello everyone, I'm Brian Zimmerman, Custom Content Editor with Becker's Healthcare. Thank you for tuning in to the Becker's Healthcare podcast series. Today, I am pleased to be joined by our guest, Andrea Nelson for Vista Staffing, as we discuss how healthcare systems can better manage their staffing processes, improve efficiency, cut costs, and maintain quality patient care through staffing. To begin, I'm excited to introduce Andrea Nelson. Andrea Nelson, Chief Operating Officer for Vista Staffing Solutions, is an accomplished senior executive with more than 20 years of healthcare leadership experience. She has in-depth knowledge of healthcare staffing and workforce optimization strategies that provide value to healthcare delivery customers. Andrea has held numerous leadership roles, contributing to the development of healthcare system partnerships and patient programs that led to higher value and ROI for healthcare systems and improved care and experience for patients. Andrea, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you so much. I'm excited to be here. I appreciate the time.
Great. So let's dive into some questions. So talent recruitment is a big challenge for many hospitals and health systems. What are the industry trends fueling recruitment and staffing challenges?
Well, I think it's the same trends you see kind of across board in regard to really the rapid acceleration of mergers and acquisitions over the last 10 years. And as you start to see these systems become larger through consolidation, we start to realize that these smaller systems are becoming larger. And as they become larger, they're kind of juggling organic growth, their acquisitive growth, and their search for additional partnerships with maybe even larger systems to become more efficient and effective. And with that, employee recruitment and particularly physician retention becomes a top concern. Executives start to find that as they become larger, as they start to acquire systems and other facilities and clinics, they start to attract additional competition, and really the retention of physicians becomes a top priority and potentially a top problem.
Great. Thanks for laying that out. And sort of building on that, what are some strategies and tools that can help leaders overcome these difficulties?
Well, as systems begin to consolidate, you can have fragmentation within a system. And you also have silos that are sometimes created through M&A activity, which means the executive team doesn't always have all of the information available to them. They may be lacking full visibility into the challenges related to staffing costs and recruiting challenges. They just don't have the information, the data, or the analytics to be able to drive the decisions that may be most beneficial for their systems. So the larger the system becomes, the stronger the need to really clinically integrate and financially align across all of their sides. And this includes the physicians. So you have to have alignment typically through a technology platform that's going to allow you to have greater transparency and reach cost containment in real time.
That makes sense. And sort of my next question has to do with cost cutting. So labor is a common target for cost-cutting strategies. Do you believe labor is still an area of operations ripe for optimization in most healthcare organizations?
I would say it's become a bigger area of optimization, and that's just due to the fact that these systems are becoming larger and more complex. And what happens is you start to have a lot of disparate decision-making that happens as entities come together. And through that disparate decision-making, you may not be in total alignment in terms of the organizational goals that they're trying to achieve related either to patient outcomes or financial outcomes. And that becomes very complicated because you're almost herding cats, so to speak, in regard to all of the folks that are placing orders or identifying needs, and there's not a consolidated way to funnel that information through. So as these systems kind of move forward, what they're finding is they absolutely have to have a platform that allows them to get visibility, real-time reporting. It allows them to look at where are their efficiencies, where are their process issues, workflow issues, and give them real-time access to where they can optimize staffing levels, which can equate to cost savings and cost containment. And sometimes they're spending money in areas where they're not getting any ROI and are very, very surprised to learn, you know, we're out of whack. We may have other issues that are going on that are driving this staffing spend that are not necessarily tied to what we need from a value-based care model where we're trying to enhance the way that we're providing services to patients. It may be due to they've got a location, it's very difficult to retain physicians, or they have some cultural issues going on, but they don't realize that until they have all of the data and analytics together and are able to actually track that on a go-forward basis to be able to make better decisions.
That makes sense. I sort of like the idea of visibility, really be able to, you know, put eyeballs on the whole problem.
That becomes imperative as you become larger and larger.
Great. And for my next question here, this is a little bit, opening it up a little bit more general question. So what does healthcare need more of, and what does it need less of?
I think as we go forward, we're going to find, obviously, that data analytics, transparency, and really strong strategic partnerships become more and more important. And that's just based on the complexity of the marketplace we're in. Everybody is trying to figure out how to drive patient attribution, how to drive higher patient satisfaction scores. They have clinics that are very robust and profitable, but they're concerned because their competitors buying up clinics across town, and they're trying to take their clinicians away. And there's so many moving pieces that without having the right data, without having the right partners, and not having good visibility into what is driving the output as it pertains to staffing levels, staffing models, the reimbursement outcomes of those models, you are never going to be able to achieve the initiatives that you put forth as an organization. And you start to see, I mean, this is a hot topic. I was just at a conference a couple of weeks ago, and there's a big, big swell of buy-in just even around physician wellness and holistic wellness for the physicians on staff, because it is a really complicated market that they're trying to navigate and still provide quality healthcare.
Love that answer. Great. So any final thoughts you'd like to share with our listeners before we sign off today?
Nope. I'd just like you to know that I really appreciate the time. I enjoyed it, and I'm sure there will be more to come on this topic.
Absolutely. So thank you, Andrea, for your time and sharing your insight and experience with us today. We also want to thank our podcast sponsor, Vista Staffing. You can tune into more podcasts from Becker's Healthcare by visiting our podcast page at beckershospitalreview.com.